So now we're going to have our third class for today. We're going to do four classes all together, and this is our third class for today. And it is from the book Journey of Self-Discovery, and it's entitled The Bonafide Spiritual Master. Of course, this is Srila Prabhupada. In order to enter into spiritual life, two things are required. As enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one needs the mercy of the Supreme Lord and the mercy of the spiritual master. Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavan Ji Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The living entities are wandering throughout the universe, changing bodies, transmigrating from one body to another, from one place to another, and from one planet to another. Brahmanda Brahmate. They are rotating within this material universe. This science is unknown to the modern educators. How the spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another, and how he or she is being transferred from one planet to another. But we have explained this in our book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. In fact, the Guru can help you transmigrate from this planet directly to the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha Loka, where there are innumerable spiritual planets. The topmost planet in the spiritual sky is Krishna's planet called Goloka Vrindavan. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give information of how one can be transferred directly to the Goloka Vrindavan planet, Krishna Loka. That is our mission. What is the difference between this material world and the spiritual world? The difference is that in the material world, you have to change your body, although you are eternal. Ajo nitya shasvato yang purano nahanyate hanyamane shirire. You are not destroyed after the annihilation of your material body, but you transmigrate to another body, which may be one of 8,400,000 forms. Jalaja navalakshani. There are 900,000 forms in the water, 2,000,000 forms of trees and plants, 1,100,000 forms of insects, 1,000,000 forms of birds, and 3,000,000 forms of beasts. Then you come to this human form of life. Now it is your choice whether to be transferred again by the cycle of transmigration from one body to another in the lower species of life, or whether to be transferred to the spiritual sky, to the highest spiritual planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. That is your choice. You have been given this chance of the human form of life to make your choice. In the lower species, you are completely under the control of material nature. But when the material nature gives you a chance to get this human form of body, you can choose whatever you like. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Patrin Yanti Patri Vrata Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja Yanti Madhyajino Pima. Those who are trying to be elevated to the higher planets, Devaloka, or the planets of the demigods, where the standard of living and the lifespan are very great, may worship the demigods. Or, if you want, you may be transferred to the Pitriloka, to the planets of the ghosts, or to the planet where Krishna lives. Yanti Madhyajino Pima. This all depends on your activities. But samsara, rotating, wandering within this material world, from one body to another, or from one planet to another, is not advised. Material existence is called samsara. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. You take your birth in some form of body, you live for some time, then you have to give up this body. Then you have to accept another body, again live for some time, then give that body up, and then again accept another body. This is called samsara. The material world is compared to Davanala, a forest fire. As we have experienced, no one goes to the forest to set a fire, but still it takes place. Similarly, no one within this material world wants to be unhappy. Everyone is trying to be very happy, but one is forced to accept unhappiness. In this material world, from time immemorial to the present moment, there have been occasional wars, world wars. And even though people have devised various means to stop wars, when I was a young man, there was the League of Nations. In 1920, after the First World War, different nations formed the League of Nations just to arrange for peaceful living among themselves. No one wanted war, but again there was a forest fire, the Second World War. Now they have devised the United Nations, but war is still going on. The Vietnam War, the Pakistan War, and many others. So you may try your best to live very peacefully, but nature will not allow you. There must be war. And this warlike feeling is always going on, not only between nation and nation, but also between man and man, neighbor and neighbor, even between husband and wife and father and son. This warlike feeling is going on. This is called Davanala, a forest fire. No one goes to the forest to set fire, but automatically, by the friction of dried bamboo, sparks arise and the forest catches fire. Similarly, although we do not want unhappiness, by our dealings we create enemies and there is fighting and war. This is called samsara davanala. This forest fire of material existence goes on perpetually, and the authorized person who can deliver you from this fire is called Guru, the spiritual master. How does he deliver you? What is his means? Consider the same example. When there is a fire in the forest, you cannot send a fire brigade or go there yourself with bucketfuls of water to extinguish it. That is not possible. then how will it be extinguished? You need water to extinguish fire. But where will the water come from? From your bucket or your fire brigade? No, it must come from the sky. Only when there are torrents of rain from the sky will the blazing forest fire be extinguished. The rains from the sky do not depend on your scientific propaganda or manipulation. They depend on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, the spiritual master is compared to a cloud. Just as there are torrents of rain from a cloud, so the spiritual master brings mercy from the supreme personality of Godhead. A cloud takes water from the sea. It doesn't have its own water, but takes water from the sea. Similarly, the spiritual master brings mercy from the supreme personality of Godhead. Just see the comparison. He has no mercy of his own, but he carries the mercy of the supreme personality of Godhead. That is the qualification of the spiritual master. The spiritual master will never say, "I am God, I can give you mercy." No, that is not a spiritual master. That is a bogus pretender. The spiritual master will say, "I am a servant of God. I have brought His mercy. Please take it and be satisfied." This is the spiritual master's business. He is just like a mailman. When a mailman delivers you some large amount of money, it is not his own money. The money is sent by someone else, but he honestly delivers it. "Sir, here is your money. Take it." So, you have become very much satisfied with him, although it is not his money he has given you. When you are in need, and you get money from your father or someone else brought by the mailman, you feel very much satisfaction. Similarly, we are all suffering in this blazing fire of material existence. But the spiritual master brings the message from the Supreme Lord and delivers it to you. And if you kindly accept it, then you will be satisfied. That is the business of the spiritual master. Sangsara Davanal Lida Loka Pranaya Karunya Gana Ganatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya Vande Gurusri Charanaravindam. Thus, the spiritual master is offered obeisances. "Sir, you have brought mercy from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we are much obliged to you. You have come to deliver us, so we offer our respectful obeisances." That is the meaning of this verse. The first qualification of the spiritual master or guru is that he brings you the message to stop the blazing fire in your heart. This is the test. Everyone has a blazing fire within his or her heart, a blazing fire of anxiety. That is the nature of material existence. Always, everyone has anxiety. No one is free from it. Even a small bird has anxiety. If you give the small bird some grains to eat, he'll eat them. But he won't eat very peacefully. He'll look this way and that way. "Is somebody coming to kill me?" This is material existence. Everyone, Even a president like Mr. Nixon is full of anxiety, or what to speak of others. Even Gandhi in our country, he was full of anxiety. All politicians are full of anxiety. They may hold a very exalted post, but still the material disease, anxiety, is there. So, if you want to be anxiety-less, then you must take shelter of the Guru, the spiritual master. And the test of the Guru is that by following his instructions, you'll be free from anxiety. This is the test. Don't try to find a cheap guru or a fashionable guru, just as you sometimes keep a dog as a fashion. If you want to keep a guru as a fashion, I have a guru. That will not help. You must accept a guru who can extinguish the blazing fire of anxiety within your heart. This is the first test of the guru. The second test is Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manaso Rasena. The second symptom of the guru is that he is always engaged in chanting, glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is his business. Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita. The spiritual master is chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing, because that is the remedy for all calamities within this material world. At the present moment, no one can meditate. The so-called meditation, now popular in the West, is humbug. It is very difficult to meditate in this disturbing age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Therefore, Shastra or scripture says, Kritya Dhyayato Vishnu. In the Satya Yuga, the age of truth, when people used to live for 100,000 years, Valmiki Muni attained perfection by meditating for 60,000 years. But now we have no guarantee that we are going to live for 60 years or even 60 hours. So meditation is not possible in this age. In the next age, Treta Yuga, people perform rituals as they are described in the Vedic Shastras. Tretayam Yajato Makai. Makai means performing big, big sacrifices. That requires huge amounts of money. In the present age, people are very poor, so they cannot perform these sacrifices. Dwapare Paricharyayam. In the Dwapara Yuga, the age just prior to the present age, it was possible to worship the deity opulently in the temple. But nowadays, in the Kali Yuga, that is also an impossible task. Therefore, the general recommendation is Kalao Tad Hari Kirtanat. In this age of Kali, one can attain all perfection simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to spread such chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this movement of chanting and dancing. It has been going on for the last 500 years. In India it is very popular, but in the Western countries we have just introduced it 5 or 6 years ago. Now people are taking to it and they are feeling happy. That is the only process for this age. Therefore the Guru is always engaged in chanting. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita, chanting and dancing. Unless he performs it himself, how can he teach his disciples? So his first symptom is that he will give you such instructions that immediately you will feel relief from all anxiety. And his second symptom is that he's always personally engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing. Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manaso Rasena. The spiritual master enjoys transcendental bliss within his mind by chanting and dancing. Unless you become blissful, you cannot dance. You cannot dance artificially. When devotees dance, it is not artificial. They feel some transcendental bliss and therefore they dance. It is not that they are dancing dogs. No. The dancing is performed on the spiritual platform. Romancha Kampasu Taranga Bhaja. There are sometimes transformations of the body with spiritual symptoms. Sometimes crying. Sometimes the hairs standing on end. There are so many symptoms. These are natural. These symptoms are not to be imitated. But when one is spiritually advanced, they are visible. The third symptom of the Guru is Sri Vigraha Radhana Nityanana Shringar Tanmandira Marjanado Yuktasya Bhaktang Chaniyun Jatopi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master's duty is to engage the disciples in worshipping the deity, Sri Vigraha. In all of our 100 centers, we engage in deity worship. Here in Stockholm, this worship has not yet been fully established, but we worship the pictures of Lord Chaitanya and the Guru. In other centers, such as the ones in England and America, there is deity worship. Sri Vigraha Radhana Nityanana Shringantara Mandira Marjanado. Deity worship means to dress the deity very nicely, to cleanse the temple very nicely, to offer nice foodstuffs to the deity, and to accept the remnants of the deity's foodstuffs for our eating. This is the method of deity worship. Deity worship is done by the Guru himself, and he also engages his disciples in that worship. This is the third symptom. The fourth symptom is Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasad Svadvana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan Kritvaiva Tripting Vajatak Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master encourages distribution of prasadam, remnants of Krishna's food, to the public. Ours is not a dry philosophy, simply talk and go away. No, we distribute prasadam, very sumptuous prasadam, in every temple. We offer prasadam to anyone who comes. In each and every temple, we already have from 50 to 200 devotees, and outsiders also come and take prasadam. So prasadam distribution is another symptom of the genuine spiritual master. If you eat Bhagavat prasadam, then gradually you become spiritualized. It has this potency. Therefore, it is said that realization of God begins with the tongue. Sevan mukehi jivadau. If you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, then you realize God. So what is that engagement of the tongue? You chant the holy name of the Lord, and you take this prasadam, remnants of food, offered to the Lord. Then you become self-realized, God-realized, by these two methods. You don't have to be very highly educated or be a philosopher, a scientist, or a rich man to realize God. If you just sincerely engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, you will realize Him. It is so simple. It is not very difficult. Therefore, the Guru, the spiritual master, introduces this prasadam program. Svadvana triptan hari bhakta sangan. Hari bhakta sangan means in the association of devotees. You cannot do it outside. Kritvaiva tripting bhajatak sadaiva. When the guru is fully satisfied that prasadam distribution is going on, he is very much pleased and he engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord by chanting and dancing. That is the fourth symptom. The fifth symptom, Sri Radhika Madhavayor Apara Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Namnam Pratikshana Svadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always thinking of the pastimes of Krishna with his consort, Srimati Radharani, and the gopis. Sometimes he is thinking about Krishna's pastimes with the cowherd boys. This means that he is always thinking of Krishna engaged in some kind of pastime. Pratikshana svadana lolupasya. Pratikshana means he is thinking that every 24 hours a day, that is Krishna consciousness. One must be engaged 24 hours a day thinking of Krishna. You have to make yourself a program like this. We, at least, have made such a program. All the boys and girls in the Krishna consciousness movement are engaged 24 hours daily, not just officially, not that once a week they meditate or go to some temple. No, they engage 24 hours a day. The next symptom is Nikunja yuno rati keli siddhyai ya yalibhir yuktir apekshaniya tatrati dakshad ati vallabhasya vande guru sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master's ultimate goal is that he wants to be transferred to the planet of Krishna, where he can associate with the gopis to help them serve Krishna. Some spiritual masters are thinking of becoming assistants to the gopis. Some are thinking of becoming assistants to the cowherd boys. Some are thinking of becoming assistants to Nanda and Mother Yashoda, and some are thinking of becoming God's servants. Some are thinking of becoming flower trees, fruit trees, calves, or cows in Vrindavan. There are five kinds of mellows: Shanta, veneration; Dasya, servitorship; Sakya, friendship; Vatsalya, parenthood; and Madhurya, conjugal love. Everything is there in the spiritual world. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. In the spiritual sky, even the land is spiritual. The trees are spiritual. The fruit is spiritual. The flowers are spiritual. The water is spiritual. The servants are spiritual. The friends are spiritual. The mothers are spiritual. The fathers are spiritual. The Lord is spiritual. And His associates are spiritual. It is all absolute, although there are varieties. In the material world, these spiritual varieties are merely reflected, just like trees on a river bank. A tree is reflected in the water, but reflected how? Upside down. Similarly, this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world, but a perverted reflection. In the spiritual world, there is love between Radha and Krishna. Krishna is always young, Navayovana. And Radharani is always young, because she is Krishna's pleasure potency. Sri Radhika Madhavayorapara, Jai Radha Madhav. We worship not Krishna alone, but Krishna with his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani. There is eternal love between Radharani and Krishna. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadyasya Yata. The absolute truth is that from which everything emanates. In this world, we find love between mother and son, love between wife and husband, love between master and servant, between friend and friend, between the master of the dog, or the cat, or the cow. But only these are reflections of the spiritual world. Krishna is also the good lover of the animals, the calves, and the cows. Just as here we love dogs and cats, there Krishna loves cows and calves. You have seen this picture of Krishna. So the propensity to love even an animal is there in the spiritual world. Otherwise, how can it be reflected? This world is simply a reflection. If in the reality there is nothing like that, how can it be reflected here? So everything is there in the spiritual world. But to understand that original propensity to love, you have to practice Krishna consciousness. Here in this world, we are experiencing frustration. Here we love, a man loves a woman, or a woman loves a man, but there is frustration. After some time, they are divorced, because their love is a perverted reflection. There is no real love in this world. It is simply lust. Real love is in the spiritual world, between Radha and Krishna. Real love is there between Krishna and the gopis. Real love is there in the friendship between Krishna and his cowherd boys. Real love is there between Krishna and the cows and calves. Real love is there between Krishna and the trees, flowers, and water. In the spiritual world, everything is love. But within this material world, we are satisfied merely by the reflection of these things in the spiritual world. So now that we have this opportunity of human life, let us understand Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Let us understand Krishna. And as the Bhagavad Gita says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvata. You should understand Krishna in truth, not superficially. Learn the science of Krishna. This is the instruction. You should simply try to love Krishna. The process is that you worship the deity, you take prasadam, you chant Krishna's holy name, and you follow the instructions of the spiritual master. In this way, you'll learn how to understand Krishna, and then your life will be successful. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. So based on the things Prabhupada just said at the end, I have two songs in my repertoire that deal with this concept of loving Krishna. The first one is a song I wrote called Where Is There Love? Let me find it for you.
And the girls, Life means to develop real love. Everyone says love. There are so many signboards, so many papers, love, love. But there is no love. This is illness. We all lust. Love for intoxication, love for sex, love for this. This is sex. So, actual love means love. This word can be applicable only with Krishna, with God. Because we are created for that purpose. So love means to love Krishna. So that is one thing. That is spiritual love.
And here's another song that I wrote with this theme in mind.
If you don't know what to do when you're feeling blue, if you don't know what to say when you feel that way, then you know if you go to where the soul can grow to love Krishna. There's no time to waste for that spiritual taste. Then that's where you should be, and you know you will be free to love Krishna. If you don't know what to do when you're be. love.